Managers have seen these numbers. This is the number of unique people that turned in a policy. And that doesn't mean number of weird people or like odd people. It would be different individuals. Now, what we figure is it takes more and more people to share the load. And there are literally millions and millions of people that need life insurance, that need mortgage protection, marriage protection, college planning, and we can't do it by ourselves. This number, we're starting to track more and more to see how many different people have we brought on board. At the beginning of 2005, we had a major surge, and it looks like this past quarter in 2006 is one of our major growth periods. And it's just, we talked about earlier today going from 2,000 people to 25,000, how many unique individuals will be helping other individuals then? We talked about, and Sandra's going to have to get back up here. She said I was confusing her with my questions, with over 1,600 leads in inventory. Means we need more people. Letters mailed. We have invested for growth, and we will continue to as long as you guys have an appetite for growth. We're doing okay. We don't have an agreement with the government to pay $10 million individually tax a year. Okay? We're paying the government enough taxes. We don't have to grow our business. But for us to grow our business, or for you to grow yours, we got to get out of the way. I'll give you a tip. If you work for a company that says we've been doing fantastic with a 3% growth year over year, what do you think they're going to give as far as raises or opportunities? If they've been maintaining their position solid for 10 years, what do you think that means for you? It's not a complicated picture here. We have leads in inventory. We've been mailing out an average of 1.5 million. We jumped from 1.2 to 1.5 with the purchase of the $2.5 million piece of equipment. That Tony Hardy, if you guys, is Tony Hardy in the house? I don't know if he's around, back in the back. Tony Hardy, the Punch Product, put out a research. Since the purchase of that new machine, we have a capacity to do 2 million letters a week. We're up to 1.5 million. So you see these gyrations at the very end toward October, November, and December. This machinery prints, stuffs, stamps 4 envelopes a second. So when it's running. And when it's not, it's stopped. I mean, it's just like, when it stops, it makes a huge, impact. It'll get a lot more steady as they get used to the equipment. We had a record last week, like 1.8 million. Tony said he wouldn't throw a wrench in it. We ran out of data, we ran out of paper. So we have more capacity in that area. This is simply from the inception of PDR, and this is year over year. So you see the growth, and you can see how we compare in January this year compared to January last year and January the year before that. The trend will continue on out. It will be no surprises. Total marriages mailed. Total marriage letters mailed. We purchased a bundle of 80,000 pieces of data and then one around 62,000. The returns on that data were not good. It was the old traditional data that we started out with mortgage protection. So we turned around and did the same thing we've done. You know, we're big about basics. We went and we started doing court research. We are up to, we're in the neighborhood of 3,000 to 5,000 mailers per week on the marriage leads. Let me back up a little bit. We lost a ton of money on the first two trials, but we're crystal clear. It didn't work. We didn't run a little trial that takes 2 years to figure out. We ran two trials over 2 weeks period, and in 2 more weeks, we knew it was a bad program. Okay, then we started with the court research, and it will expand across the United States, much like the mortgage protection leads. And we can tell you basically how many leads. I'll go ahead and tell you. It'll produce about 1,200 to 2,000 leads a week eventually at full speed. Maybe I'll tweak it up a little bit. So what it's worth, it should create, what, one more millionaire just from that program. Serious business. Actually, it'll create 1.2 millionaires. If you have a low ratio, care ratio, if you get your list, it's a formula. This is not complicated. If you can get your care ratios up to around 25-30%, it can create two millionaire incomes with 1,200 leads a week. Alex Sagan, Pastor Thomas, Alex Fitzgerald, you guys, you give me an amen on that? It's just math. It's managing leads and helping people translate into gross. Actually, it's not gross. It's like fantastic income. Total leads distributed historically, it continues to go up. This is year over year and starting again. Look at January, Feds. It's going on. It's a big year. Will you? I like the way you ended the video. Get you some. And we go. Nice house, by the way, brother. Mail-in leads distributed historically. Again, you hear it, you see toward the end, the graphs going up and down. Our best week yet, there's one that shows 20 plus thousand. That's when we went from distributing leads on Mondays to Mondays and Thursdays, and we ended up getting them. It's a week and a half. So really, that one should be thrown out, but that's exactly what we did distribute. Then you got to turn around with a low one. Since then, we've had our best real week, which was 15,000 brand new A leads distributed in a week. And we anticipate doing that again this week, and we anticipate that number to continue to go up. Mail-in leads distributed compared week over week, or excuse me, year over year, and you will, the next graph, you will understand why. Okay, so this is a bad thing. If you kind of understand, this is the actual increase of direct mail only. Don't include marriage, don't include telemarketing, does not include call-in, does not include internet, if I didn't say that, does not include B leads, does not include C leads, does not include DLP leads. But it's only through the direct mail process. It did not increase until we bought the new machinery. And that's where you see in October and November it started to pop up. We will have a 15 or 20% increase in direct mail. But with all the other lead flow increases, you see the constant increase in leads. Okay, this is the one that's interesting. If you understand, the red is the number of mailers, and the blue is the returns. Now, that looks like you mail a million pieces and you get back 400,000. So what you got to understand is to get the graph to make sense, we took the graph that was tiny, 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 which is only 10,000 leads, and we took the million a week, and we just made it superimposed so you could see the graph and see the trend. If you truly did it proportional, you wouldn't be able to get it on the same graph. With me on that? But the point here is the amount of mail has had to quadruple to continue to get the leads the same. And how can that possibly be when the mortgage market has declined in the last 5 years and it's worst we've ever seen? Think about it. It's the worst it's ever been, and our growth rate's like this. If we ever have a turn in the history of America, boy, somebody gonna make some money. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, so what we have done is we've remailed and remailed and remailed. And so when you first mail to a million people or say, it's more like when you first mail to a quarter of a million people, you get a certain amount of turn. But when you mail to those same people, it goes down, down, down. You said, but Andy, your curve's going up. Yeah, well, that's the number of mailings going up, and the response is going down. So how do you maintain? How do you keep it like this for 2 years? You just keep remailing. We've changed words. We've tried copyright. We've added 1-800 number. We've added websites. We've done whatever we got to do to keep the leads going up like this. Now, I'm telling you, if the mortgage market ever turns, or when, I know it will. It's just a matter of time. I hope you have 1,000 agents ready, because we will not. I mean, it'll go crazy. We will shock it'll blow people's minds. I mean, it'll be millionaires popping just like now it is agency managers popping. And you say, well, does that mean we're not going to do it now? Oh, no, we'll double this year. We went from 5 people that are making $1 million to 9 people making $1 million, so we should be up around 15, 16 people making $1 million. And the crazy thing is, it'll be somebody that we didn't expect. Maybe somebody's out there making $27,000 or $30,000 will be the one that makes $1 million next year. No way. Yeah, it's very possible. Or at least, the least you could expect to do is October, November, and December average making $50,000 Now, actually, we'd need for you to average $83,000 a month, and then we would invite you to the Millionaires Club next year. That sounds crazy, but it's very possible for you guys. So why hasn't our lead cost tripled or quadrupled? We've moved it up. I think it went up 37 or 36%. For us, that's a huge increase. But why didn't we triple or double? You guys have been doing a much better job of what we call care ratios. Let's tell what care ratios. Close ratios would be the same as care. If you haven't heard that before, please tell me your manager has told you. If we distribute 100 leads, how much do you care about those 100 people? Do you call every one of them 20 times? When you're out and about, when you go to an appointment, do you look and see if any of your leads, do you punch in their address into a GPS and go over and knock on the door, leave a note, leave a card? Or you just say, I'm in it for the money. What do you do? How much you care? The care ratios, as they go up, our overhead stays the same, your overhead stays the same, but your profit goes up. And because we have had a good increase in care ratios, again, part of why didn't we have as good last quarter is because the leads popped up. But we need to keep up with the number of agents to keep up with the leads. It's not a complicated deal. Bonus leads distributed. Obviously, somebody's figuring out how important these are to our world. It goes through the roof. Again, this is when we started in September of 05 through 06 and where we started out in 08. It's 07. Thank you. This. Call-in leads distributed. These numbers continue to go through the roof. I mean, we're having to put 800 number. We got 800 number on our websites. We're doing all kinds of things to put 800 number in there. People are calling us. So these numbers are going through the roof. And what we plan on doing with our new telemarketing system is a call connect. So when we get a client on the phone, we'll have a list of people in every zip code that we can transfer that call to. So we can say, our client calls in, hold on 1 minute, we'll get you a qualified representative. Boom, get you on the line, you supply us with a list of phone numbers, do the connect, book the appointment right then, skip a whole step. More graphs showing the call-in lead comparison. Telemarketing leads. Telemarketing has been an incredible success. You will see a decline in the number of leads produced, and here was our program. In the beginning, we produced as many leads as we could, as cheap as we could, to figure out what we could do. We had some people say, look, we're not getting the care ratios we need. These leads are not what we're used to. How can we improve it? Hope Foster changed some of the scripts. We changed the check. Change the checklist. We can't change the, we do every one of them. It's verified by a supervisor now. We came up with a passcode, so we were willing to reduce the number of leads to maintain the quality. The other thing we had was a challenge with the technology of the system that we purchased, and we basically threw it in. We're throwing that in the trash. We purchased another system. This system paid for itself. We're good. We hate it. We should have used it 5 years. Technology's not there. System, the company's going to have to take it back. They're not happy. We don't care. And we have purchased a new system, and we expect the telemarketing leads to at least double, maybe triple. Especially, we're going to start calling every client that has a policy. It'll be part of the KIT program. The telemarketing program has a lot of promise to it. I'll leave it at that. Web leads distributed. We are in the neighborhood of 200 internet leads per week distributed. I understand, Mark, have you heard, what are we on? 229 this week, 229 leads and growing. We just hired more technology people to work on that. We anticipate this lead distribution system to go to 2,000 to 3,000. Mark and some of these aggressive IT guys think we can go to 10,000 leads a week. Is that crazy? So we think these leads are better than the leads you're getting now, but we do need feedback. If you guys have leads, talk to Mark Tuggle, talk to Jay Daugherty, tell them what you see, questions, comments. And by the way, these leads are distributed daily, so your manager should be getting those leads to you daily. The telemarketing leads are distributed daily, so those should be getting out daily. Marriage leads that are distributed. This is actually, if you can see the numbers about how far they are down with the red, it is it kind of looks good when you start creating leads, but it's to the tune of 10 or 15, 20 leads a week. So if you don't feel like left, I only say that because I don't want somebody to feel like they're left out. So it'll go from 10, 15, 20, you'll just see that steady climb. So there'll be another easy graph to grow. The discount lead program, we call it DLP program. We do not distribute A leads or first quality or the highest price leads after we've had them for more than 30 days. So they automatically roll into a program called the DLP program. If you haven't heard of that, talk to your manager. There's probably leads setting in there that you need to purchase. And then after they've set in there a month, they decrease in price. They keep going down in price the longer they've been setting. And the sad thing is there's a family out there that needs somebody to call them. Our nationwide court research program continues to expand. And Sandra, if you walk back up here, I'll let me and you try again and tell them the number of leads that are in inventory. There she comes. She is hiring court researchers. And also you can do an advertisement for court researchers that you're looking for in what states and what counties. Okay, Sandra? Our recruiting websites. This technology stuff just blows my mind. And matter of fact, I get Alex Abian. I want to introduce Alex Abian. Y'all know him as Mass Marketer. Dominic, stand up, Alex. This was our internet department 5 years ago, okay? And now we've got a staff of easily 10 to 12 people that work in that world of internet. So, if you would tell them how many leads that just you run down the numbers, whatever they are.
Okay. Guys, there are 1,600 leads left over, A leads left over each week that we do not distribute.
1,600 A leads were not distributed because somebody did not ask for them this week.
That's correct.
That is families with phone numbers, addresses, the whole, it's the real deal.
Real deal. And we distribute somewhere around 14,000 leads a week. And then we still have those 1,600 people sitting there that nobody's helping. And that's just in the A-League program.
Okay, as far as court research, where are you looking for people? Is there any place? Do you need an advertisement? Okay, you want me to go back up?
Still.
Yeah. I don't know how old that is, but where do you need people?
This is a little old, but you can go to the ProData Research. It's www.prodataresearch.com. This graph shows the white areas are where we have researchers. The red areas is where I'm desperately trying to place researchers that we have managers that actually have GMRs in those areas, but I have yet to find somebody to get the data in that county for us.
Okay. For those of you who are thinking running ads, we're running an ad. We run newspaper ads. We've got internet ads running. Sometimes we need, kind of like you've heard, my daddy's now in the business and he's writing $20,000 a month, or my daughter or my cousin. We need the same thing. If you have someone, if you could look at this map and find an area that we need a court research. It may be a relative of yours that can help us do court research. What do we pay for data?
Court research starts at 25 cents a record, and we do pay up to 40 to 42 cents per record, depending on how hard it is to get the data. Some of the data is pretty easily obtainable. Sometimes people actually have to go and flip through books that, and there's nothing on a computer. It's very tough to get. So we do pay for that data if somebody's willing to go get it.
40 cent a name. Crazy. We're crazy. It works. Thank you, Sandra. Give her a hand. She does an incredible job. That department continues to grow. Andrea Williams. She's not there. Where are you, Andrea? Right there. She's the newest person in that area. And Sharon, where's Sharon? Is she around? We're going to introduce them all later, but that department continues to grow. And the lead creation, data development, lead creation, and part of it is, I think I'll get to it, but part of it is trying to decide which managers care the most about families and which families care the most about NIA. So their job is to discern where do they plant the seeds. Like, where is the most fertile place to grow? Where should NAA invest its money? Which would be leads. Okay. Back to the technology and recruiting. I love this part of the site where people plug in. They type in, show me the money. It's in the area, and you can take it to, we call it dial up your income. So if you're recruiting and you're not using this part of the website, I don't understand why. Maybe you have a better plan than the top recruiters, but the top recruiters are using this. Just tell people, plug in, show them exactly what kind of income they can create. Here it is, right there in front of them. If you are recruiting, you need your own website. It'll be the mirror of the NAA leagues, but you can pick your URL. We also have this website in Spanish. If you are recruiting in the Spanish world, you need a Spanish website. I think there's all kinds of promos out here. Immediately out this door, immediately to the left, there's all kinds of promotions. Jay Daugherty, how many free months do we give you to find three months? Is that the current promotion? Just nothing for 3 months. Okay, try it. If you don't like it, don't keep it. It's that complicated. We know it's worth it. We'll build it for you. We sign up your URL. We pay for the whole year, even though you might never keep it. We go ahead and pay for the whole year, and we lose money if you don't take it. But we have that confidence it'll work. I mean, try it. This is one of the quotes that we're running on consumer websites, but this is where one of the places we're creating leads. This is 123mortgageprotection.com. You're welcome to go and look at it. Please, if you don't mind, don't fill one out to see if it works. Fitz gets all ticked off. That's $23. I mean, call him up and go to his house and show him what you think about it. This is another one of our websites, the Marriage Leads. Basically, people, y'all understand that so many people out there now, if you put Mortgage Protection Center or Marriage Protection Center, they're going to go type it into Google. And when they type it in, they will want to find us again. All right, so they think they're going to get immediate quotes there, and a lot of times they get really fast feedback, but it's from one of our agents, hopefully in their neighborhood. Unified Communications, Unicom. I hope you are taking advantage of that. We're still learning about it. A lot of us have used it in previous businesses and really believe in it. We think it'll become more and more powerful. You need to get ahead of the curve and get signed up on that. Now, we've got so many things going on. Hit. Okay. We had the top producers in the country, $50,000 a month, $60,000 a month, and it never ceases to amaze me. When people tell you exactly how to make the cake, they tell you exactly how to win the game. Go to every single one of them and ask them if they participate in KID. It's not complicated. I remember I had them up here and I said, find things that all of them do. They're all on KID. All of our key people are on KID. Get on KID. Try it out. It works. Talk to Henry Molden. Talk to Bill Jacks. I'm trying to remember the guys who are coming up to me. Kurt and Peggy Fall. Talk to those guys. Why does it work for you? Now, it does not work with people you don't know. It's your people. It's your people that you've either sold to or friends and relatives of yours. It continues to evolve and get better and better. All right, guys. National Agents Alliance is alive and well. The numbers be the numbers. The graphs are the graphs. It's building. People will quit. We know that. People will die. People will get hurt. Like I said, like somebody said, we heard y'all were on crusade. Was it Paul? Michael Owens says it's a crusade. And people are going to get hurt, people are going to die. But here's what's going to happen. We're going to keep marching forward. Those graphs are going to continue. You're going to see them go up, and you're going to see them level off and go up. We're going to build. It's not going to stop. We don't see anything stopping us. Leads are going to continue to flow. But here's what we need. We need winners. We need people with heart. We need people that get it. It just clicks. Like, I got it. I think I understand. And then start acting like you understand by doing the 18 player steps. But it's one of those things at my church, Pastor Mitch, Mike Mitchell, he'd give you a chance to make a decision in what he believes in, okay? We're going to give you a chance right here tonight as far as the passion. Because what we believe is we need people to care. And then we can make a difference in America. We think we can go from 120 million to 250,000 in sales next year. We don't think that that's the answer. We don't think that this year is the year of harvest. We just think we're going to create more multimillionaires. We think actually that when you make your decision, you'll get your opportunity to make a decision on a passion and understanding right here. But what we think is next year is the year to go crazy. What? You mean a year from now? Mm-hmm. So what you do is you want to make your $200,000, $150,000, $350,000 this year. I don't care where you are. Boom, just start doing it. And then next year, you'll have some money and invest in an opportunity to grow like you've never seen before. We have a group of people that are putting together a program, and we're in negotiations, and they are hot and heavy and intense, and we think we're going to lay something out that will come out in February, March, April, somewhere in the first quarter that you say, that people will talk about, stuff that will be in magazines, and it will be you guys smiling and grinning, saying, yeah, but I was there when all we was doing was $120 million. I was there when they went to a quarter of a million, and now they talk about a billion like it's nothing.